T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kyle Posey, producer for Niners Nation at NinersNation.com. Kyle, I have not met you before, but I hear great things about you. So let's break down some football. Welcome to the roast. And what is that, a dog? Who's barking back there?
I'm actually at a coffee shop right now.
He's got the dog in him.
My morning is as hectic as the 49ers week has been.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. It's been a hectic week at all. We know Trey Lance is out for the season with a broken ankle. Jimmy Garoppolo's back as quarterback for the 49ers, which is wild to all of us there. What do you make of Shanahan after this week, man? He's been beaten up by a lot of us, including yours truly. What are your impressions of Shanahan? What's your thoughts about Shanahan and the way he used Trey Lance?
Yeah, I mean, on the one hand, you draft a 225 quarterback who can run a 4-5, and he's probably going to be bigger than a lot of people tackling him, so I don't really fault him for running Trey Lance. At the same time, and I feel like in this situation, especially in the social media age where everybody has to take on everything, everything has to be like one or the other, right? We can't have nuance. We're not allowed to have nuanced takes, but you don't have to pound Trey Lance up the middle over and over and over. At the same time, his injury was a freak injury. Like, there wasn't anybody that got a good shot on him. It looked like his leg just kind of gave out, and that's just kind of how the sport works, as terrible as it is to say. So, there are a bunch of different ways that you can take what happened, but I wouldn't really fault Shanahan.
No, I don't think it's fault. And like, everyone's like, blame. My bigger takeaway, he's just getting hit too much. Like, he was getting hit too much, whether it be in the pocket, running, like, whatever. He's getting hit too much, and younger players don't know how to get down. There's an element of that as well. But I will say the same thing whether Jimmy Garoppolo's the quarterback. You cannot be on pace to have your quarterback hit 20-something times a game and expect him to stand upright. And so now I'm looking at the team with Jimmy Garoppolo, and I'm saying, how can they achieve this? How can they keep this guy upright and make the most out of the offense? What do you think the best plan for attack is against Denver?
Yeah, I think that's a terrifying thing, too. Like, we're assuming that Jimmy G is going to stay healthy, and we have a history that that's not the case. So how they attack Denver? Denver looks out of sorts, and I feel like, you know, they're going to Mile High, and it's going to be a tough road game. But from everything that we've seen from Denver for the first 2 weeks, you would think that the 49ers would be able to have success. I don't know that they can stop the run, which is a terrifying aspect when you're facing a Kyle Shanahan offense. Also don't know that they'll be able to hold up in the secondary. So Patrick Surtain, great corner, one of the best corners already in the NFL. He's banged up. We don't know if he'll play. Justin Simmons, who ESPN, Nate said he was the best, if not one of the best safeties in the game. He's not going to play. So down perhaps two of their best, certainly one of their best, though. That means what? K'Wan Williams? That's left, and we know him. And like, his biggest issue was turning and running. So I think the 49ers' speed will have a big impact in this game offensively.
Kyle Posey, producer for Niners Nation at NinersNation.com, here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, breaking down some Broncos and Niners. They still have Russell Wilson, though. What are your thoughts on Russell Wilson through the first 2 weeks? He's 17-4 against the Niners all time. We saw what happened against Seattle week one. We saw them struggle against the Texans. Although the Texans, I believe, play hard, they don't get a lot of credit for that. They win 16-9. What's your impression so far of Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson?
Yeah, that's the worst part about football. Like, we're not allowed to give credit when people play well, when players play well, when coaches play well. And to me, like, the Texans deserve a lot of credit for how they played the Broncos. As far as Russell Wilson goes, I know that, you know, a lot of 49ers fans have ingrained that he is a superhero because of a few plays he's made over the course of a decade, right? I don't think that he's been playing very well over the last couple of seasons. So how he's playing to start the season isn't very surprising. He has some terrible tendencies in the pocket. We love to make short jokes about him. And when I say we, I mean me. And when he has a clean pocket, he does not stand in the pocket. And that's just great news for the 49ers. If they know they can get him out of the pocket, bad things happen. Like, he does not play within the structure of the offense. I think that bodes very well for the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Something is off there. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Denver has a new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. And it looks like that through the first 2 weeks of the season. But they're out of sorts, and I'm not so sure that this defense, one of the best, if not the best in the NFL, is the one that you want to go in week three, go next in week three.
Yeah, real quick on the Russell Wilson thing, because I find it interesting. I said to Bonte almost 2 years ago, he's getting hit way more than he ever has, and I feel like, obviously, he wants to stay, quote-unquote, in the pocket, but he has such a hard time, and Kyler's addressed this, seeing over the linemen, he almost has to back up more and move the pocket left and right, which creates less structure and more backyard stuff, and yet he's still getting hit. Like, he's a great player. I'm not taking anything away from him. But the same thing I was saying about Trey and Jimmy G, I feel like I could say about Russ, he's taking too many shots.
Oh, that height thing is a very real issue. Like, think about it. All they do is go shotgun. Why? Because he can't make the check from under center. Why? Because he can't see over the line of scrimmage. That matters. It does matter at quarterback. I think it does hurt them a lot. We've seen screenshots over this week of him missing wide open receivers over the middle of the field. I wonder why that is. I think D'Amico Ryans matches up very well against this Broncos offense. I think it helps now that they have a capable corner on the outside in Mooney Ward.
Yeah. No doubt about that. Kyle Posey here on the Morning Roast. Good stuff, my man. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Josh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.